there. The following segment contains adult content.
Some call it the hot shot, heating up the love lives of women suffering from sexual dysfunction. Find out if the O shot is for real.
We're about to have a very informative chat with a doctor right here. He is from the Cosmetic Gynecology Clinic. Now, he specializes in cosmetic genial injections. His name is Mike Shinoda, and he's on this morning. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good.
I have had a procedure on my face, which is when you will take a blood sample, and it's platelet-rich plasma. You put in a little, like, turny thing and then put it back on the skin. So you've started to do that for your nether regions.
Now, this is all invented by Dr. Ranelis in the States when he did Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And he started the Vampire suite of services, and called it Vampire because he takes blood and re-injects it. So it was a good marketing name, even though it's an ugly name, but it works. And so the principle of PRP, or growth factors, is inviting stem cell to the area to revitalize and give you the best function, integrity of cells. So what you see happening in the face where better cells, it glows, it's well-toned, happened anywhere you inject the growth factors. Mm. When it comes to genital area, it's activated by calcium, and the calcium releases immediately all the good cytokines or hormones to invite stem cell to the area to give us the best functionality. He called it activating the female orgasm system. Mm-hmm. We're activating it. It's like when you get the credit card, it doesn't work until you activate it.
Yeah, right.
So that's the word he's used, and it works beautifully in my experience after hundreds and hundreds of injections. It ladies discovering their sexuality, mm-hmm. discovering what they never knew existed before. They're discovering their internal activation of orgasms. It's something that they've never seen or experienced before, and they just love it.
Exactly, then, is it if you're a woman who has never been able to climax before,
yep.
This is a procedure that you could have that makes it more sensitive down there?
And then absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Absolutely. So I have ladies who couldn't orgasm externally mm-hmm. or internally. Internally, 70 to 80% of ladies can't orgasm internally. And also the sensitivity and orgasm twice, three, four times, and it just get the best functionality of the organ.
I have looked into this for a friend of mine, actually, who had serious issues with down there after having cancer. There's a lot that you can do now, I guess, for people that we talk about, you know, that might not have had pleasure. But what about for women that might have experienced different forms of cancer or maybe after childbirth, like, things change? Is it helpful there?
Yeah, I was just about to mention the most valuable way of treating cancer patients, especially breast cancer, where they take tamoxifen and stops the estrogen. So the vagina is deprived of estrogen and premature menopause. Mm. Mm. And I've seen ladies who are really in agony with pain, itch, bleeding, and dyspareunia, which is pain during intercourse. And this is a very valuable treatment of ladies suffering from in the vagina because it dries it completely. So again, back to the organ health and revitalization of the tissues, vascularity, sensitivity, and responsiveness. And it happens to menopause. So any menopause when the vagina is deprived of estrogen, mm-hmm. whether it's cancer or anti-estrogen tamoxifen treatment or menopause, these are the ladies who need most help. And also incontinence has been shown to improve dramatically with injection of the PRP around the urethra.
And it's also available for men as well to improve their performance. What I don't understand, maybe you can talk me through it, Doctor, if this is something that's in your body to begin with and all you're doing is taking it out of your body and putting it in a different area, why does it activate it? If it's already in you, shouldn't you just have it there and it should be fine? Why does taking it out and putting it somewhere else make it different?
Yeah, I compare that to when you cut your skin. Mm-hmm. You bleed, you form a scab, mm-hmm. and the scab becomes skin again. Mm-hmm. So the idea of the PRP, we trick the body and tell the body I'm injured in this area. Mm. Send me all the young cells activated and give me more of these young cells.
Right.
You do not grow skin unnecessarily. Mm. You grow it because it's repairing an injury. Right. This applies to everything. People who have pneumonia, broken bones. Mm-hmm. The healing process by very young cells is triggered off by platelets.
Right.
So if you get the pea shot, as it's called, you can get yourself a pretty much a whole brand new penis by the sounds of that.
He's not a miracle maker.
Starting with first. Not,
yeah, yeah. Well, come on.
Are you in the market? One, you just want that works well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a little pet that you need to look after, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask how much it does cost?
Yeah, so the cost for men is $2,500 for birth injections. Mm-hmm. Or sessions, and for ladies, the $2,000 again for birth sessions.
Look, it's one of those uncomfortable things to talk about, I guess, or, you know, a lot of people will ignore it, but sexual health is a huge part of relationships in life, and this could be something for people to look into. So we really appreciate your time this morning.
I appreciate your time, and hopefully we can support and help lots of people around.
Thank you.
We'll get some details up on our Facebook page as well. Dr. Mike Shinoda, Director and Founder of Cosmetic Gynecology Clinic, Janelle Intimate. It's Stav Abbey, I'm out at B105.